great to have the company of John Dooley, the editor from the Mildura Weekly, joining me on the phone. John, been out for a walk, a little bit wet outside. How are you?
Yeah, it was a little bit drizzly when I went for a walk, but it was quite refreshing, actually. But, yeah, look, I think it's going to clear up later, because we hope it does, because there's a golf game down at the Mildura Golf Resort with Mel Blight and Campbell Brown appearing, a fundraiser for MASP. So I hope it clears up. I'll be popping down to say hello to them about lunchtime. So.
Oh, harsh job you've got, John. Hey, look, tell me about this coalition pledge for Biomed Lab at La Trobe Uni. We don't cover a lot of the election stuff, but you certainly do. What's all this about? Because I don't know anything at all about it.
Yeah, look, it's something that's been a sort of a bucket list item for Anne Webster. She's been very passionate about this, and should the coalition be re-elected, they're putting $3.3 million on the table to help build a new biomedical science and nursing lab at the Mildura La Trobe campus. Now, what that would mean, in essence, is that we would be able to train health professionals, doctors, nurses, midwives, etc., fully train them in Mildura. And the big thing about that is retaining those people in the district after they qualify and do their training. So,
very important.
Yes, as Anne Webster said, you know, having a biomed wet lab in Mildura would mean more nurses, doctors and allied health staff in the region, and ultimately, you know, improved delivery of sustainable health care. So, and Professor John Dewar, who's the Vice-Chancellor, he said, you know, that the university had a big vision for turning Mildura into a significant centre for medical allied health and nursing, and so this is a big step forward.
We'll see how it goes.
Subject to the coalition getting over the line.
Of course. They'll have somewhere new to eat, at least. A new restaurant opening in Mildura. A new little restaurant? Not so little.
Not so little, no. I had the pleasure of popping along there on Tuesday night. There was sort of a soft opening, as they described. It was hardly soft. It was everyone in town was there. And some lovely food and beverages on offer. But no, it's 400 Grati is the restaurant. It's at one of seven in Australia now, and Mildura is the latest one to open. It's the brainchild of internationally renowned chef, lovely guy, Johnny DeFrancesco, and he's partnered with local Michael Saru, who's Michael's well known in the restaurant business too. He established Fasta Pasta here 17 years ago. Yeah, but look, it's going to be fabulous, and there's a photo on the front page of Lewis Saru, who's the bar manager, and he's pouring some cocktails there, just one of many fine beverages on offer there. But look, they'll be serving, you know, Italian seafood, pizzas, pastas, and a variety of other foods. They're even going to have a degustation menu that's, you know, about eight courses, and you'll have a different malt whiskey to go with each of those. And look, it's just fabulous, but the interior is superb. This is the old ADFA building in Deakin Avenue.
Yes.
Also the Museum of Innocence, an art gallery. And for those who are old enough to remember, it was also the Stuart and Harrison Holden dealership showroom many years ago.
Oh, was it so, really? Wow.
Yeah. And then Stuart moved across the road, and they always had the used car lot on the corner where there are now apartments being built just next to the Grand.
That's so true.
But look, it's a beautiful place. I'd suggest to anyone, if they want an exciting new addition to Mildura's dining scene, to be part of that, pop down, and you'll be made to feel very welcome. It's a beautiful place, and I think the food will live up to all that.
Lovely. Now, just quickly as well, the Melbourne Cup has been in town. You went and visited it down at Kenny Park last weekend.
I mentioned it in the paper last week that it was coming, but so I popped out on Saturday afternoon to Kenny Park, and gee, there are a lot of people there. I mean, not just to see the Melbourne Cup. They obviously get a big turnout for the footy each week, but it was terrific to see so many people. And so Kenny Park played host to the Lexus Melbourne Cup Tour, which was in Mildura last week. It was planned to be here last year in October. It was organised by the Merbein Art Group. John Thunberger was pivotal in bringing it here. And he put in a submission to the group, and they said, yes, we'll bring it to Mermaid. Anyway, that had to be cancelled because of COVID, and then now they were able to bring it last week. And, it was tremendous to see it up close. And there's a photo there with the guy from VRC who brought it up, Joe McGrath, with Tony Hurley from the Mermaid Football Network Club.
Well, tell me, where can we get a copy of that photo? Where can we get the paper?
Well, of course, there's more than 20,000 copies delivered to homes throughout Sunraysia and selected outlets, and it shouldn't be hard to find a copy.
Love it. Beautiful. John, great to catch up with you. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Dave.